The face of the Browns franchise is a player you rarely notice on the field. Joe Thomas heads into his 11th season with the Browns on Sunday, and much like the team during that span, he's been battered. Still, he remains loyal to Cleveland. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, it's kind of hard to believe that the Browns have a future Hall of Famer on the roster in Joe Thomas.
That's because of the position he plays. He is a left tackle, offensive left tackle. And as Joe says, he basically plays the game and never sees the ball.
Because he's just focused on the player in front of him.
Actually, if you ever saw the movie The Blind Side, most quarterbacks are right-handed. So when a quarterback goes to throw, he doesn't see things coming from the left. The left tackle actually is the most valuable member of the offensive line. You have a bad left tackle, the quarterback is not a happy man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They drafted him in 2007. He's been to 10 Pro Bowls.
Has never missed a snap in the regular season.
And that's something like nearly 9,000 plays?
It's like 9,339 or something.
Wow.
He has only touched the ball maybe two or three times in all that time. He's recovered a fumble like by the quarterback or whatever. Mm-hmm. He said he rarely even sees who carries the ball, who catches the ball, because he's just hitting the person in front of him.
Wow.
Hall of Famer. One of the best, seriously, ever to play this position.
Now, as a result, he's had a lot of surgeries.
He doesn't even know how many knee surgeries he's had. 5, 6, 4. He gives different answers all the time. He's got bad knees.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he could barely practice. He's at the facility a lot because he does a lot of swimming and water aerobics. But as he said, if you want me for 60 minutes on the field on Sunday, I can't give you a whole bunch in practice.
And you don't see him during the preseason.
No, you just don't.
He saves it all for the regular season.
Exactly. And now very few players could, quote, get away with this.
Mm-hmm.
But very few players play every regular season snap. Very few players have been to 10 consecutive Pro Bowls. It's amazing he hasn't just walked into there and said, get me out of here. I am tired of this losing.
The Browns' record is 48-112 since Thomas arrived. 6 coaches, 6 general managers, 2 owners.
20 quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's during his tenure.
Yes.
Has he ever wanted out of Cleveland?
He said no. He said he's been very discouraged and extremely tired, but he had fans come up to him and say, Joe, we love you, but we would fully understand if you ever wanted to go up and tell him in Berea, the front office, I want out of here. I've had enough. A couple years ago, the Browns thought about trading him. Mm-hmm. Denver was trying to trade for him, and the Browns turned down a second-round pick. Now, when the new front office came in, they trade away a lot of older players. I thought maybe they would trade Joe. Well, they brought Joe in, and he talked to Hugh Jackson, the new coach, and Sashi Brown, the new general manager. And Sashi Brown told me the story. He goes, they walked out of the meeting and go, we want Joe Thomas. He wants to be here. He'll help with our younger guys. You know, and in the last 2 years, he's probably done more interviews and that than ever before. They've encouraged him to go out there because, frankly, he says the right things.
Mm-hmm.
But Amanda, his job is just so unique in football. And that was part of when I talked to him was to, how does Joe see the game? So he sees the game without seeing the ball. He sees the game as he said, I'm a loyal person. I like Cleveland. I grew up in Wisconsin. I like the Midwest. I came here and know all the history of the Browns. You know, he's now part of Browns history. But he wants to be part of the history as more than, gee, he was a great player on some of the worst teams the Browns have ever had. So he hopes to last. He's got 2 more years on his contract. He wants to retire a Brown. So he wants to at least get through the next 2 years and see how that is and hope the team gets better. It's a really uplifting story because, you know, in the middle of all the mess the Browns have been and all the stuff about quarterbacks and coaches and general managers and draft picks and, you know, there's just been Joe Thomas out there every day.
Perhaps a little bit of hope for some fans who have been pretty battered over the years to see Joe Thomas out there every year. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.